Thank you for joining me in today's broadcast of The Love Way. Today I'm continuing to speak on being born of God. It's so important to know what it means to be born of God. Let's get into the scripture, into John chapter 1 and verse 12. And we're just going to see what the scripture says about being born of God. There's so many facets of this. It's actually so enriching to know all of this. We're going to look into some of the Greek definitions of the words in John chapter 1 verses 12. But let's read. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I read it again. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Now, that word receive has got a powerful meaning. I would just like to read that to you. I've typed out some of the Greek definitions here. It says, to take with a hand, to lay a hold of any person or thing in order to use it. So what he says is, when we receive Jesus, it is we take Him personally. That's the best definition of it. If I do something bad to you, or I say something, I tell you, don't take this personally, but I want to just tell you this. Somebody will also always use that. I hope he doesn't take it personally. Now, what this word receive means is actually to take it personally. To take it personally that He on your behalf went and died. On your behalf He obeyed. On your behalf He lived holy. On your behalf He was resurrected. On your behalf He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Now that is the word receive. It means to take upon oneself. That means to take what Jesus has done upon you. What has He done? He's done good things. That's why the Bible says, remember that old series I preached on peace, where it says, peace on earth, goodwill towards man. That word goodwill means a good reputation. To take the reputation of Jesus upon you. Now that's what it says. To take upon you what Jesus has done. He died for sin. He was punished. That means I take it upon me. I was punished. He obeyed. I take it upon me. I've obeyed. He was resurrected. I take it upon me. I was resurrected. He was glorified. I take it upon me. I'm glorified. You might say, but you don't see all those things. I don't care. I am not. The Bible doesn't say as many as manifests glorification are called the sons of God. No. It says as many as receive Jesus unto them. It also means not to refuse. And so many times we struggle with that. I've seen so many people struggle with that. When I tell them, you are the righteousness of God, they refuse. When I tell them, you are blessed because of Jesus' obedience, they refuse. So don't be somebody who refuses, but be somebody who makes what Jesus has done applicable to your life. So many times we misunderstand that as well. We say, if I make what Jesus has done applicable to my life, it means I'm starting to live like Him. It's not what it means. It's not what it means. I wish that we for one moment can get deeds out of our mind when we think of God. Because the moment you get deeds out of your mind when you think of God, God's deeds will be evident in your life. Let me say that again. I wish that we can get deeds out of our mind, our deeds out of our mind, our life out of our mind, when we think of Jesus and our relationship with God. Because the moment we get that out of our mind, God's deeds will manifest in our lives. Hallelujah, that's powerful. You know, can you think of God without thinking of what you do wrong or right? Can you receive from God without thinking what you do wrong or right? Man, I tell you, you need faith to live like that. You need the life of God in you to live like that. You need a revelation of what Jesus done. You need to take a hold of in order to make use of. You know, so many times we take a hold of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, You are my righteousness. But when we sin, we don't want to make use of it. We should make use of it. When we see, when do we make use of the healing that Jesus has given unto us? is when we live in this life and when we feel sick. I mean, when cancer knocks at your door, what do? You take a hold of and make use of Jesus in that area of your life. When poverty knocks at your door, what do? You take a hold of, you receive Jesus, and you make use of Him. And you receive health and wealth. But when you sin, when you've sinned, you must make a use of Jesus. Once you've sinned, what must come out of your mouth is, I'm the righteousness of God. Now that's making use of Jesus and not making use of you. So many times when it comes to receiving, and when it comes to receiving blessing from God, when it comes to pronouncing you holy or righteous, we make use of ourselves. We make use of our deeds. And God doesn't say that, because when you receive your deeds unto yourself, you are not, what manifests out of that's not born of God. The Bible says, he who receives Jesus unto himself, he is called a child of God. He is born of God. Now let's read the scripture again. But as many as received Him. To give a person access. It also means to give a person access. Who gives Jesus access to Himself. To them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Now that word power means the liberty to do as one pleases. Have you ever felt that you want to do something good but you cannot do it? Whenever you want to do something right, evil is right there with you. You decide, I'm going to lose weight. And man, all of a sudden, there's just ample opportunity to overeat yourself, and you make use of it. Now I tell you, it doesn't help. You want to make use of your willpower to lose weight. You must grab a hold of Jesus and make use of His finished work. And once you do that, you will see that eating is not a problem. And you might say, Bertie, you're so skinny, you don't know what you're talking about. Man, maybe you must ask the skinny guy. He might know what he's talking about. Hallelujah. Make use of Jesus. If you make use of Jesus to give you health, you can make use of Jesus to get your weight right. Amen. So many times, especially in the area of weight, I see people making such a big thing of diets. And you need to know who you are in Jesus to lose weight. Because the more you try to lose weight, the more you know what you want to eat. And the more you believe you must lose weight, what actually happens, if you believe you must lose weight, what you believe is what you are. You'll always be somebody that must lose weight. But it doesn't matter how big you are or how much overweight you are. If you can start to believe in your heart, as He is, so am I. I have got self-control. I'm not in need of anything to satisfy any need in me. He meets my need. As He is, so am I. I have been perfected already. If you believe that out of your heart, and you take the time you spend on diets and use that to get a revelation of the finished work of Jesus, man, I tell you, you will lose weight because He'll manifest in you. You don't want to lose weight because you've had willpower to lose weight. You want to lose weight because Jesus' nature manifests in you. Hallelujah. Otherwise, when you are nice and skinny and you look good, you can take all the glory for yourself. But when it is because of Jesus, man, you can just say, Jesus is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know why I spoke about weight. There maybe somebody needed to hear that. Thank you, Jesus. It says He gave them the power to do what they want. So many times the Bible says, and it says in Romans, the good that I want to do, I don't do it, and the evil that I don't want to do, that I do. Now, when you receive Jesus, and you're not under the law anymore, you don't receive the commandments, but you receive Jesus, you are set free from that power that causes you not to do what you want to do. Thank you, Jesus. That's what Paul wrote in Romans 7. He says, when I was under the law, the evil was with me. Now I realize it's not I that sin, but sin in me. And he says, sin found its occasion by the commandment. So if there's no commandment, there's no sin. Hallelujah. Let's continue. It says, He gave them power to do as they will, to become the sons of God. Now that word become is so powerful. It means to receive being. It says, when you accept what Jesus done, and in your mind, in your whole belief system, you say, that happened to me. When it happened to Jesus, it happened to me. When He died for sins, it happened to me. When He was obedient, it happened to me. When He was glorified, it happened to me. When He was resurrected, it happened to me. When authority was given unto Him, it happened to me. He says, when that happens, you'll have so much liberty that the good that's in you, you'll get it right. It'll happen. It will flow through you because God will live through you. Why? Because you become the Son of God. You've received the being of His nature, of who He is. Now that word being also means to be made finished. Man, that's powerful. He says, if you've received Jesus, if you've made Him applicable unto your life, you will get the good that's in you to manifest. Why? Because you will have been made finished. You would have been perfected by Jesus. Hallelujah. You will receive His nature, will indwell you and live through you. It's not a willpower thing anymore. It's not I decide to live right anymore. It is I believe on Him, and what I believe determines my decisions, determine how I live, determine all those things without me trying to do right. Do you know when you are holy? Do you know a man that's truly holy is somebody who doesn't try to be holy, but just he is just holy. You know, I don't try to love my wife. I love her. That's it. I don't try to love God. I'm madly in love with Him just because there's love in my heart. That's all. That's the only reason. You know why I preach? Because I want to. Do you know why I give? Because I am a giver. That's why. Do you know why I prosper? Because I am wealthy. Bless God for that. Do you know why health manifests in my body? Because I am healthy. Thank you, Jesus. That's the goodness of God. That's the revelation. I just hope you can grab a hold of this. Thank you, Jesus, man. This blesses me. You just need to... You know, a revelation is not taught. It's caught. And I'll teach this, and I pray to God that you'll get a hold of this. You'll catch this. Amen. It says, to them that believe, they become. They receive being. They don't receive laws. You know, when we receive laws, it doesn't produce life. They receive the being of God, and therefore... And that is what it speaks about, being born of God. What is it to be born of God? It means to believe on Jesus, to make Him applicable in your life, to take Him unto you, to take what He's done personally, to believe it's for you, for salvation and glorification and holiness and sanctification in this life. Don't just take Jesus unto yourself just to go to heaven and then you try to live, try to be holy by what you do. You're missing the whole thing, man. If you need a Jesus to get into heaven, you'll need Jesus to live a holy life. You'll need Jesus to be healed. You'll need Jesus to be righteous. You'll need Jesus to be wealthy. You'll need Jesus to have a sound mind. Amen. So let's believe He's given all of that to us and make it, grab a hold and make it applicable to our lives. Thank you. And that, the person that believes like that, a new nature comes into him and a new life manifests because of the new nature. So you're born of the Spirit and a new man is born into this world. And now I talk about a man manifesting. Somebody has been an alcoholic, he started to believe in Jesus, he gets set free from alcohol, he gets set free from cigarettes, he gets set free from pornography, and you know, he gets set free, man. Now he doesn't go to the bar anymore to drink. Maybe he goes to the bar to preach. Hallelujah. He doesn't smoke anymore. He doesn't buy the wrong magazines anymore. He doesn't watch the wrong pictures on the internet anymore. He spends his time studying the Word and doing different things. There's a new man there. That new man that manifests there was born and came into being because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. So the word born, it's so important to know what the word born means. It says this. It is in a Jewish sense of one who brings others over into his way of life. When we are born of God is when God, because of Jesus Christ and because we believe it and make that applicable in our lives, we take it as unto us, we take it upon us. He brings us over into His way of life. I've got news for you. You cannot bring yourself over into God's way of life. God is holy. God is righteous. God does good. You cannot bring yourself over into God's way of life. The word born, the emphasis of the word born in a Jewish sense, is of one who brings others over into His way of life. The emphasis is not on the one being born. The emphasis in the word born is on the one that brings others over into His way of life. When a baby is born, I've got three boys. I was there when all three of them was born. The baby has got no effort. But the mother has got all the effort. She needs to give birth unto that baby. She goes through the pain. She goes through the effort, and He receives the life. And that's what God has done in Jesus. He went through the effort. He went through the pain. He went through becoming sin, so that you can receive life. That's God giving birth unto you. And all the baby does, He receives life. Amen. And after that, care from the father and the mother. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be born. It says in verse 13, which were born not of blood. In other words, this new man that comes into existence, he shouldn't have a new life because he's born in the right bloodline, because he's a Jew. That person, because he's just a Jew and he lives right, doesn't make him a child of God. Amen. Nor, and this is the one that can shake religion and shake tradition. It says, nor of the will of the flesh, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. It says, somebody who receives Jesus is called a child of God. The people who believe are called children of God. Not those who are born of the will of the flesh. Not those who are born of blood. Now, what is this will of the flesh thing and this born thing? You know, so many times when we want to lead people to Jesus, and this is why I say this, when we want to lead people to Jesus, we want to bring them over into our way of life. And that's where we miss it. Because we can have a set of rules. You know, when, let's take a couple of churches, the Roman Catholics, Dutch Reformed, Pentecostal and Charismatics. Each one of them has got his own set of rules. And what we do is we go and take people and tell them, listen, now, we don't literally do this, but this is actually what happens. We tell them, listen, you've done things wrong. Especially in the Pentecostal churches in our colored areas here. They tell people, the woman, they don't wear a hat. That means they're in sin. They don't wear the right clothes. That means they're in sin. They don't go to church enough. That means they're in sin. They still smoke. They're in sin. And they must repent of all these things and receive forgiveness. And then start to not do those things. And then they are born again. And truly they are born again. But they are... Man, and this can shake you. Let me put it this way. They might not be born of God. They might not be born of God. There's a possibility. They might have trusted on Jesus for salvation of their spirits because of what He's done and believed. But they might think, because I've repented of my sins, I am saved. Let me put it this way. Too many people today have repented and they're not born again. It doesn't help you repent of your sins, but you're not born of God. A guy who has repented, he has changed. And there's a new life there. And that new life might be out of his willpower because he stopped doing the wrong things and he started to do the right things because a preacher took him over into his way of life. You know, that happened in the book of Matthew 23. Jesus said, you go over land and sea to make one disciple. So they made a disciple. They made a convert. But they made him twice as much a son of hell as what they were themselves. Now, I don't say that pastors are sons of hell or anything. All I just want to get the principle over. And the principle is this. If we don't have a new life because of a revelation of the finished work of Jesus, the work that says that we've been made complete, we've been perfected of Jesus, and that revelation indwells us and just saturates our minds, and out of that a new life flows forth, we will struggle, man. It will be an effort all your life. You will keep to the speed limit, but you'll watch that needle all the time because you don't want to go over. Man, that's not a way of living. That's a way of frustrating yourself. That's what it is. We need to get the nature of God. You need to, in Afrikaans, I don't know what the English word is, jy moet rustig word, man. You must become calm. And then drive like a calm man. Hell, I've got a friend, mate. He drives 80 k's now. He's calm. He's got victory in this area, let me tell you. He realized in himself, he believes that he's calm. He believes. It's no effort. The speed limit is not. He didn't even think of that. I tell you, I've been with him in the car from Bloemfontein to Douglas, and the car's queued up. He didn't even see that. They queued up for about 1 kilometer behind him. And he just says, I'm not in a hurry. If we don't get there today, we'll get there tomorrow. That's it. Now you know, to that guy, the speed limit is no temptation because it's his nature. It's effortless for him to be like that. Might be a great effort for others, but it's effortless for him. And that's the way we should live in all areas of life. Being born of God in that area. Hallelujah. And not of the will of the flesh. Man, that is powerful and that is life changing. It says in a Jewish sense, to take one over into your way of life. Let's not try to take people over into our way of living. But let's introduce them to Jesus so that God can take them over into His way of living. If you take people over into your way of living, and I'm speaking to people who want to go out and evangelize. I'm speaking to pastors and leaders. If you want to take people over into your way of living, you know what? You have to sustain them. If God takes people over into His way of living, He'll keep them that way by His Spirit. If you take them over into your way of living, you'll have to have a seminar. You'll have to encourage. You'll have to just all the times, like this one guy said. He says, you know, when you take he says, taking people to heaven is like this. It's so difficult. You put a guy in the wheelbarrow and you push him to the pearly gates. Man, whenever you want to just stop to rest, this guy wants to climb out and he wants to walk back. Then you grab him, you put him in the wheelbarrow, and you push him to the pearly gates. And when you get to the gates, to unlock the gate, when you open the gate, you look behind you, he's gone. Now I tell you, you don't want the congregation like that. You don't want people to serve God like that, because that is trying to live holy by willpower and becoming awfully tired. We can serve God out of the nature of God. And that's what He wants for you. And that's what God wants you to enter into. Isn't that powerful? That is God's will for you. Let's not try to have a new man by the will of the flesh. The will of the flesh is using willpower to change your life. Whenever you say, well, I'm just going to stick through this. I'm not going to gossip. Man, I'm not going to break that speed limit. I'm not going to smoke that cigarette again. I'm not going to do that. Now, I've got a good friend. We went to Zambia and he said he's going to stop to smoke, but he smoked a lot. I think he said he smoked 40, but I was thinking he was smoking 60 a day. And you know, oh, bless you, man, if you're watching. And on our way to Zambia, he said to me, you know, before he got in the car, he said, well, I'm finished with smoking. We were about 10 k's out. I said to him, you know, my friend, you need to receive freedom, man. You've decided to stop, but let me pray for you. And I believe with you that you are free. Now, he got delivered. And from then until now, he never smoked a cigarette. He's free. He bought himself a 4x4 trailer with the money he spent on cigarettes. And now he's going to Zambia with that. Bless God, man. And the nature of God manifests in him. Because he doesn't believe that he's a smoker. He believes that he is a free person. The nature of God is manifesting through him. That's the way. It's not willpower. It is the nature. Now that's what we need to give into. Make Jesus applicable to your life today. Amen. Let's just pray together. Father, I just want to pray for every person that's listening to my voice. I bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Amen. I want to encourage you to just write to us. If you've got any prayer request, write to us, man. We want to pray with you. We want to write to you. We want to just see and encourage you into this. At the end of this broadcast, just check out all the things we've got there for a donation, all the sermons, and make use of that. God bless you and God love you.